at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show, coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfabilly Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
Be on with the, on with the, on with the show.
On with the show. On with the show.
The show.
We're going to begin our show today and with our shows subsequently going forward with a land acknowledgement. We recognize and acknowledge that we gather today on Indigenous land taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world.
And it's time for See You at the Show. You're listening to Linda Evans and Eric Schacht. We're here with some lighthearted stuff and some kind of heavy stuff today. It's kind of a roller coaster ride of theater, just the way it should be. So much stuff actually going on, and we were able to see some stuff. There's opening nights happening for live theater, and auditions coming up, and shows coming up, and we have...
We've had a really nice run now.
Yeah.
Just in the past, what is it, about 2.5 weeks since we first saw Doubt with Twin City. And then we've seen Tartuffe at Heartland, Playing God at Parkland. And now we've seen Noises Off at Decatur.
I feel so lucky and privileged to be able to take in so much theater and that we can do it safely. It's really... I don't feel like I totally took it for granted before, but I definitely appreciate it more and more.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about Noises Off, but we do have an opening night tonight, which is really exciting. We have been, See You at the Show has been an enthusiast of Champaign Park District Youth Theater going back since its inception. I think two of our first 7 shows had Patty Dudley, who was the director, come on. We've had kids from the shows come on.
And our own kids grew up in the Champaign Park District Theater.
And I think we've also taken note of previous high school performances that have really been, had most of the lead roles going into kids who came out of the Champaign Park District system. And when we talk to kids, or when we talk to theaters in other cities, like now that we're expanding the reach of See You at the Show, when we talk to people in Bloomington and Danville and Decatur and other surrounding cities, they don't have anything like what we have in the Champaign Park District. So we are really lucky. And the Park District is especially lucky to be filling the shoes of Patty Dudley, who had directed something like the last 30-some shows, with a really exciting, young, energetic, inclusion-minded new theater director, Alexis Webb. And we've talked to her a couple times. And tonight is opening night for her very first big musical at the Virginia Theater.
Yeah, they're back at the Virginia. They're in person with Moana Jr. tonight. So break a leg to everybody involved with that. And are we going to listen to?
We do have a clip.
A clip?
The clip is of Kelly Hong, who is playing the title role of Moana. You may remember her from Franklin Middle School's amazing performance of Aladdin, where she played, what was the?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, yeah. And so this is a little clip of Kelly Hong in Champaign Park District's Moana. First show is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. Then there's Friday, Saturday nights at 7, and they double up Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. So get your tickets in that beautiful venue to see some real talent. Here is Kelly Hong in How Far I'll Go.
Thank you so much for, it was one of the parents, right, that recorded that for us?
Yeah, that was from their dress rehearsal, I think, last night. Set looked great. Costumes looked great. Really cool boat that they had, Moana moving across the stage. Mm-hmm. It's just like such a big production for youth theater in our community. And just to get to perform at the Virginia is fantastic. So again, you can see CPD Junior production of Moana tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Virginia, 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. Alexis Webb is doing an amazing job with these kids.
Yeah. Also tonight, opening at Krannert. We don't talk about Krannert too much, but I think we should probably add them into our repertoire. Native Gardens is opening tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Caldwell Playhouse. So check out Krannert for that. It's just opening night, so if you don't have tickets yet, you can still get tickets for future performances. And also not theater related, but I just kind of want to do a shout out since we've talked about DREAM in the past. Driven to Reach Excellence in Academic Achievement for Males, the acronym DREAM. They have a raffle and silent auction that ends on the 16th at 2:30. So check that out and help them out. It's a fundraiser for DREAM, which we highly support.
Yeah, that's great. We need to have get some more information about Dream, and I know that they're a possible really good collaboration for getting younger kids, especially younger Black kids, involved in the arts.
Right.
And
and they're doing some excellent stuff there, so maybe See You at the Show can get them on, and maybe we can help start a little theater program with them or something.
That would be outstanding.
Yeah.
And so we alluded to it before, but the other kind of last piece of our now playing segment of See You at the Show is Decatur Theater 7, Noises Off. Now, we took our show on the road last night to catch a dress rehearsal of Noises Off at the Decatur Civic Center. So this actually was a little bit of a landmark in that they were the 20th different theater company that
right.
See You at the Show has covered.
And they've been around since 1964, so they've been around a long time, and I can't believe and I have relatives that live in the Decatur area, and I can't believe I've never been to a Theater 7 performance, but now I have.
Yeah, very impressive, Civic Center. They have it's like a big hockey arena in the middle, but then off on the side is a giant theater. It kind of felt in the Krannert style, like if you kind of morphed Krannert and Parkland, the Great Hall and Parkland Theater together, you'd end up with something like this.
And how many people did we decide at seats?
400 plus.
Okay.
And so we didn't have a chance to talk with the director about the COVID protocols. The cast is not masked, but the stage is quite distant and there is not singing. And it seems as though you should be able to space yourself out pretty effectively if they don't have seats marked off themselves.
And I don't know if they're checking for COVID vaccine or anything. I haven't heard anything like that. So I'm guessing not.
I'm definitely guessing not. And
right.
For the theater, it's at least for the Civic Center itself, the hockey parents and players coming and going were not wearing masks.
Mm.
So we wore masks in the crowd, but it was just a sparse dress attendance.
Right.
So there's really no way of knowing. If I would definitely call ahead if that's a factor in your attendance. But if seeing a show is what your primary concern is, then you should really consider taking this one in. Aside from the fact that we have a really nice theater to see the show in, a really beautiful set, I think they do kind of the comic genius of this show justice.
Yeah, you'd never seen it before, so it was kind of fun for your first time to see Noises Off. It's a fun kind of play within a play type thing. You get to see behind the scenes. You get to see the actors on stage, the directors, and like just a voice in the audience for a while, which is kind of fun. So,
I think I mean, as I said to you after Act Two, this is something. More than just seeing regular shows, it was something that really made me want to act again.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is, aside from the storyline that's building through the various things that are happening on stage, you are getting to see, especially in the second act when they kind of flip things around so you can see the backstage, probably the word shenanigans is
overused.
Right,
right.
Going on, I don't know this. So anyway, there's the big fiascos, shenanigans, jocularity, hilarity going on behind the scenes. But amidst all that is all the regular stuff that goes into putting on a show. The stage manager, the calls, the prop sets, the entrances and exits and cues, and the director getting involved. And so does that very well and very
right.
realistically and
in a fun kind of over the top way. Yeah.
Over the top. Indeed.
Yeah. But I love that they have a stage manager as like one of the main characters, because how often do you get to see the stage manager? So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's also really neat. I think there's a lot of sentimental stuff going on there with respect to this production, because apparently Decatur Theater 7 did this show 20 years ago, approximately, and the director was an actor in it. There were two people who are actually acting in the show who also acted in the show 20 years ago when they did it. And then, of course, there's also a lot of really young talent. Just a special shout out to this Evan Miller. Evan, very unlikely that you're watching this show, but your third act was just I mean, I was laughing out loud.
Right.
I mean,
third act is definitely laugh out loud. Yeah. I laughed out loud.
And I don't usually do that, especially when it's not being masked by other people's laughter. But I couldn't help it. He was wonderful.
Because we were really the only people in the audience that had never, who hadn't seen it. You know.
Yeah,
we
or were, maybe the only people that were, you know, availing themselves to the show as opposed to the people maybe who'd just been sitting through his crew for every time. But they really gave it their all. So I just, and the director told us afterwards that they're going to tighten things up. His name is Sean Becker. It's actually his first, it's his directing directorial debut. Mm-hmm. And he said, we're going to work and things will be tighter in two nights. But I was just like, why? I mean,
There are three acts, if you're not familiar with Noises Off, and there are two intermissions of 15 minutes each. But it didn't seem, you know, extraordinarily long or anything to me last night. And it was great. We were really lucky to go see it, and we will definitely check out more Theater 7 shows in the future. Also, opening this weekend is Cornstalk, who's also been around since 1954, and they are in Peoria. We've talked about them before, but I don't think we've talked to anybody from Cornstalk yet. And they have The Toxic Avenger opening the 15th, which is tomorrow night, on Eric's birthday. Happy birthday, Eric.
Hey.
I was going to talk about your birthday today, but we have so much going on. I don't know if we're going to get a chance. So happy birthday. This show's been around for 2.5 years now. Is that
2.5 years? And now we've had 127 different people come on the show. Like I said, it was the 20th different company that we focused on last night. And there's some other, this is our 94th new broadcast. So those are some good numbers, I think. And the number of guests. Oh, yeah, I already said that.
Right.
I like stats. I'll have some more stats coming.
But. Yeah, I said we should really do a spreadsheet, and which is typical for me to like come up with ideas and not completely follow through with them immediately. But you're like that follow through immediately kind of person, so we work well together. And so now we have a spreadsheet of everybody we've had on, and we could go back and look at it when. So if you have any questions about, I think you covered this show, we would easily be able to tell you what day and
yeah, and our get shows are all archived mm-hmm. on
Most
the
WFT.org
public affairs pages. And we always welcome input from our listeners about things that they wish we would cover, things that we should focus on more. And we are doing our best to be receptive and we're learning all the time how to do better with conveying information.
In fact, we had a listener kind of give us a lead on someone we talked to this week. Are we going to?
Yeah, why don't we move into that? The quick going through the audition segment, I want to say. This is, when I was going back.
I wasn't expecting that, sorry.
I wasn't expecting it to be that loud, but since I hit play, I kind of was expecting it.
A little bit not.
So this is
quiet.
This, if you're a fan of the show from the early days, back in summer of 2019.
Which we know you all are.
This was, I got to get the groove here. Okay. This is the audition music for, this is My Shot instrumental. So in the future now, when we're talking about what auditions are coming up, don't throw away your shot. Listen to us, and we'll tell you what to do. So mark your calendars ahead. Heartland Life Sucks auditions in early December. Red Mask Trouble with Cats auditions same weekend, December 6th, 7th. And then Red Mask is also going to have auditions for The Graduate.
They're looking for a director. Yes, I saw that today. They're still looking for a director for The Graduate, and they will make a decision. I can't read my writing. October 20th, I believe.
That's a musical, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, it's not
a
musical.
Think so.
No, it's a play adapted by Terry Johnson based on a novel by Charles Webb.
What? Musical? I don't think so. I know the film wasn't a musical. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That show's not coming until the spring, until April.
Right.
So.
But they're making the decision on the director on October 20th. So if you want to be a director, get out there and put your hat in the ring for that.
Exactly. Okay, so the exciting thing was we got a tip that there's a U of I alum from the doctoral program in performance arts here at the University of Illinois, Dr. Mary Weems. And we're going to have content from her spread out over many shows. And, you know, we're hoping that she might even be the first person to bring a show through See You at the Show to production level in Champaign-Urbana. We're working with her on getting one or more of her plays produced here locally. She is an amazing...
We talked to her for over an hour, and it just felt like it had been 10 minutes and instantly had a connection with her. She's so warm and inviting and just gives everything to her work. I'm so excited for you guys to hear some of what she's written.
Yeah, so here is her piece, George Floyd's Mama.
Oh, as a warning, the rest of this segment is, they're going to be hard things to listen to, so just... adult content.
Yeah, very much focused on some of the really hard aspects of the Black experience.
Right.
Dr. Mary Weems.
Mom is an African word. When I heard George Floyd's shout, he took me all the way back to how we got here. Back to most of our first words. How we learned to speak, walk, hold hands, cry. I watched Black man, blood, brother, on his stomach, say please, say I can't breathe, sir. The white knee disguised as blue on his neck, cop's hands in his pockets as if relaxed, as if all is well, as if that's not a man trapped on the ground for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I realized this cop would not have done this to a dog. His exception so natural, it didn't occur to him to let up when Floyd begged for air. His polite desperation ignored by three cops who stood around as if watching a movie without the popcorn. It is broad daylight. People are witnessing and recording when Floyd screams and his dead mama comes to pick him up as God releases him from his body so she can take him home.
And she said that that was inspired thinking of Emmett Till and when Emmett's mom had the open casket and said, that the world needs to see. And so that's one of the things, because George Floyd's mom was not alive, in some ways, fortunately, to see what happened to them. This inspired Dr. Weems to imagine the mom, George's mom, having been there. And since she's not here, she's greeting him in heaven. So it was very moving.
Yeah.
And to have... anytime you hear the playwright read their work, but this was really nice, and it was powerful to do it on the Zoom format. I've posted that to the See You at the Show Facebook page, and we have one other piece coming up that's equally powerful, and it's called Attached, and this was inspired by a true...
unfortunately, another true event of a tragic death.
Yeah. Mary Weems with her short, what do you call it, a poem or just a short work? Short work, Attached by Dr. Mary Weems.
Attached. When you're dead, you can hear and smell everything. The still air, slight scent of old peaches and magnolias, sound of the click made thousands of miles away to find the CBS news report about where I was found, unknown and unidentified. I'd stopped at Walmart after a long day at work, needed some almond milk and pork rinds, grabbed a 6-pack of soda last minute, just in case we'd run out at home. While I was standing in line, I noticed three white men wearing MAGA hats, not looking at me, the way white folks do when they pretending like they haven't attached their gaze to you like gorilla glue. Made me nervous, but I thought, Walmart's got cameras everywhere. Plus, I've been working out, so if I need to run, I can. Cashier handed me my debit card, noted I was almost down to my last $10 with this purchase. I'd been through her line 1,000 times, so didn't mind. Thanked her, looked around. No MAGA hats. Started breathing. Relieved, I stepped outside, walked to my car. I almost made it. Scanned the close to dark lot before I opened the front door, put my purse on the driver's seat, turned to open the back, and three MAGA hats popped up like the Three Stooges at the beginning of a movie. One put his hand over my mouth. The other grabbed me around the waist. The third snatched my feet off the ground. I tried to fight, but they had me trapped like a hog about to be slaughtered. I could smell the almost summer breeze. It felt warm and welcoming, like I was getting ready to sit down in my yard for some sweet tea. Instead, they took me to the way in the back, east end of the lot, where a stand of trees lined the fence, put a knotted rope around my neck, called me, tied the other end to a thick branch and dropped me. Dead people can't tell time, but it felt like a while before two white police officers approached with their guns drawn, like I was in front of them, standing on ground, alive and dangerous. I hear them talking. Well, I'll be damned, Jim, not another one. You're free report on this one. I don't know, Hunter, with all this shit down here, we can't say lynched. Hell, we can't even say rope. You got that right. So what do we say? Whatever it is, I'm with you. Jim takes his notepad out of his pocket and begins to write. Okay, how about this? Unidentified black female found at 8:03 p.m. in the east end of the Southfield Walmart. She appears to be dead and is attached to a tree. What do you think, Hunter? Sounds okie dokie to me, sir. Let's call the body bag people and get the hell out of here. Time for dinner.
You know, I think that I'm inclined to play those again next week.
I know, and we will. Include, we'll play them again.
And include some of our conversation right. with her about her process, about her, her where she gets the ideas for this and what her thoughts are about how to better bring the stories by black artists to the stage.
And why she does what she does. And yeah, she's just so interesting to listen to. And we didn't start recording our conversation until well into it. So
right.
We'll definitely have to like officially interview her in a future date.
And she's such a prolific writer. You can go to her website, maryeweems.org. And see all of her works, and they're available for purchase, and some of them are just available to view the downloads of. We've got some scripts now that we're going to be reviewing. One of the really tough things that she said was, and I think we're seeing this generally, and as we look at new seasons coming out by all these theater companies with a bunch of old white shows coming back again, is that she said, I'm more likely to be struck by lightning than I am to have one of my plays produced.
Right.
And that is a hell of a thing for somebody to say.
Right. And that's not okay.
It's not okay.
We want to get her. And if you know of any other playwrights that you think that we should check into or highlight, please let us know.
Yes. Thank you, Marcia Clenard, for that tip about Dr. Weems. Yeah. And we followed up immediately, and she's ready to talk, and we're very grateful to her. And we look forward to introducing her more and more to our listener base. So thank you for listening to See You at the Show. We'll be back next week. And we really appreciate you out there. And keep supporting theater, keep supporting change, keep supporting diversity, and let's all make a difference.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the WEFT.